Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm happy to have my talented, inspiring, and super fun musician friend, Robert Berry, as my guest today. Robert is a performing musician, record producer, and owner of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California. In addition to his own music and performing with others, Robert is the creator of a band called December People that performs fun classic rock Christmas shows. Join us for a conversation about December People, a classic rock Christmas, classic rock music, gratitude, giving back to the community, and living the music you hear calling you. Hello, Robert. Are you there?
I am here, Margot. How are you?
I am so great right now. I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I'm so excited to play the montage of songs that you sent me so that people can hear samples of the songs that you do, and I'm excited about going to the show this year again.
It's a new venue you're going to also, isn't it? We haven't played in San Ramon before, so we're looking forward to that.
I know. One of these days we've got to get you playing in Marin. And I was talking with Xander last night, and he was saying that he really wants you to play in Southern California, too, because he hasn't gotten to see the show yet. And there's so many people down in Southern California that would just love the show. And he thinks that you guys should do a tour of California.
We're actually ramping up for that kind of thing. We've been working on with a new record promoter on the albums, which I had never thought of doing before. I always thought of it as a live group and people buy the CDs or downloads at the shows. But we hired this record promoter who is fantastic, and we're getting up the charts a little bit. And we're thinking that after this year, with the results she's getting, that we should probably expand.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, the thing is that I feel that your music and the creativity and the talent and the skills and the awesomeness that you guys put into the shows is a gift that you give to the world. And it just something I look forward to and Dudley looks forward to every year. And like I've told you before, I would go to every one of the shows if I could because they're so freaking much fun.
Oh, this is going to cost me a lot of money, I can tell. Oh, boy.
What's going to cost you a lot of money?
You're bragging on the band. It's a dollar a word, isn't it? Come on. No, I appreciate I know you really enjoy it.
No. I'm only saying it because it's true. And the thing is, though, is that I feel that you're not – it's a gift that you're giving to all of us. And by not getting the word out there to the people in Southern California, in the middle of California, all over the United States, people are missing out on something really fun and really inspiring and creative. And
I just did an interview for a paper in Kansas, and they asked me, well, why do you do this? I mean, what do you get out of it? I said, what do you mean? Well, you guys are touring with the famous bands you're in all year long. You're playing. I said, you know, when you play in those bands, we even do things for charity. The Greg Kin Band, Boston does all kinds of charity stuff. You know you're doing it for charity, but you don't really get to see the people and see the fruits of your labor, let's say. When we get done, we walk right off the stage, we walk to the lobby, we sign anything that people have. But the big thing for us is that we walk out there, and if it's a food drive, we see all the canned food, which you can see pictures on our website of that. We get to see that the community has sort of bought into this holiday cheer and festivity that December People brings to their city, let's say, you know, which is why we do it, because we want to do this for the city we play in, to have them give back to their own hungry and homeless people. Like in San Jose here, we're doing something for the Streets team, which is the homeless advocates here, and it's going to be huge, and they're going to have about, I think they said 150, 200 seats reserved for homeless people actually go to the show too. So we're going to actually see who we're...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool.
Where's that show going to be?
You know, I used to call it the San Jose Civic. Now it's called the City National Civic right downtown San Jose.
Oh, the San Jose Performing Arts Center?
Performing Arts is a different one. This is the Civic Auditorium, the old Civic, which they've remodeled and put new sound and lights in. Of course, we bring our huge lighting stuff in there anyway.
But, oh, my gosh, your lighting is just so awesome during the shows.
and
I love how you've always said that, you know, when can you go to a concert that you can sing along with all of the songs? And it's so true. You know, I mean, I guess you can with maybe one of your favorite bands sing along with a lot of them.
If you know them, yeah.
Yeah,
you can
know
come to our show and never have heard us or never seen us. And when we do ZZ Top's version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, you can sing it because it really is the song you sang when you were 5 years, 6 years old, you know.
Oh, I know. And it's just, to me, it is so amazing how you guys manage to keep the feeling of the Christmas song and yet definitely have it be recognizable as the classic rock artist that you have modeled.
It's that's the secret sauce. But that's also, you know, when I put this together, I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be easy and, of course, super artistic because I'm really into the art part of music.
Right.
And it just sort of all fell together with those pieces. I can't tell you how rewarding it is for me personally when people stand up at the end. I mean, I don't think we played. I shouldn't say this. We haven't got a standing ovation just because we work so hard, I think, at doing it. But people have fun with it, and they get those pieces you were just talking about.
Yeah. Well, I am just blown away with the creativity and like you said, the art of putting the songs together, and then even the art of creating the montage of songs that you put together for the promo for the website. I guess it's probably on the website, but
I don't think anybody but you has that. Yeah, was a. I don't think anybody but you has that. That's something I put together for just sending out, and I'm not sure that it's been used. It might be behind a video or something, but never in just a music form like you have. The funny part about December, people, is unless you hear the right parts of the songs, you know, if you just hear "Angels We Have Heard on High," you don't hear the chorus part that sounds like "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey. Then you can't tell what it is. So you have to, like, preface the right parts, you know. And I think that montage I sent you kind of has all the right parts to the song so people can tell what we're doing them like.
I think so, too. And I think that it would be a really good idea to play the montage now, and then we can talk a little bit about the different songs that are on there. So I want you to think about what artists they are. And it goes by so quickly I couldn't even make a list of it because, you know, you do have we only had 3.5 minutes to play this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have very, very short clips of each
song. So you
song,
want me to think. All right. Okay.
You to think. Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to talk to you about the montage and the songs after I play them. So this is going to be the montage of December, people, a classic rock Christmas songs, and it's, like I said, it's 3.5 minutes. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
gosh, Robert. That is so cool.
That's a lot of music there.
Yeah, I don't even know how many different songs that is. I haven't counted them. I'm not really a numbers person, as you know. I'm more into words and music. But
there's 16 in that montage.
16? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I knew
and
it was a
do,
lot. But I.
We do 20 in the show, and every one of those, as you can tell, the people are listening and they can tell what the band is. We're parodying or mimicking or whatever you want to sound alike, you know. And every one the band does, we have to change sounds, guitars, drum styles, everything, vocal styles. And it makes for a very intriguing night for us and for the audience, really, because they just get into it. It's so much fun.
Oh, I know. It's just amazing. And, in a way, I think it's like modeling the different bands.
Yeah.
Modeling the sound and the type of, like you said, all the different things that they do to create that sound, which most of us who don't know how to do that don't realize how many different things go into making one of those songs sound like it does.
That's right. Plus, I got some fantastic musicians in this band to make that happen. The guys are, like Jack Foster is an international solo artist. So he has all kinds of like jazz albums, rock albums, progressive rock albums. The guy is a master of guitar. You heard him sing a little bit of Silent Night in the style of Tears for Fears there on this montage. He's just a great musician. He's our utility guy. He does everything, you know. He plays all kinds of styles. And I have the drummer from Sammy Hagar's band, David Lauser, who is a master of all kinds of recordings of Sammy and all kinds of other people, too, and just style. He really gets into theorizing about the drum feel and the sound. Dave Matt plays with the Tubes, and the Tubes are a very art rock kind of band and very complicated and hard music besides their fun stuff. And Dave also sings the high vocals on our stuff. Now, this year, I'm really excited about this because, you know, we've changed drummers at one point because our first drummer got busy with Y&T. Now, Gary is busy with Boston right now, so we have the previous lead singer of Boston, David Victor, with us this year. And I'm so excited about that because he's not only a great guitar player, I mean, fantastic, but he sings like a bird. I mean, he was singing the Boston stuff. And he's going to be singing quite a few of the high vocals and maybe even, well, I won't tell you what he's going to sing because it's going to be a surprise. But we're really excited to have him along because I think it's going to change the show a little bit. You know, from last year's show, we have a new song by Cheap Trick Style. I'm not going to say that. I hate to give it away because people get it when they see us, you know. So I don't want to say, oh, here it is. Yeah, we're going to do that. But we're going to open with it. It's a real fun. Next year there'll be another.
You know what?
New album.
You're getting me curious, and you're getting the listeners curious. You're salting our oats.
It's just so fun. You know, the first time we ever played, we played the first song, and people kind of looking. We always start in Monterey. That's our kind of home to set up everything, and we spent a couple of days dress rehearsing and stuff. And we played on the first song. They're looking at us, you know, and they're thinking, because the lights are way over the top. They're really amazing. And they're looking kind of amazed. And then we went into which was on a little bit of this montage, the Led Zeppelin-inspired Stairway to Heaven, inspired Night Before Christmas. And in the middle of it, it goes into Kashmir, the beat. And people just jumped up right in the middle of the song. Like I think it was the third song we actually played. And from then on, we get, people get this. You know, so I don't like giving it away because right there when you discover what it is and you say, oh, look how that fit together. There's that piece of Cheap Trick from that song. And it's really cool.
Oh, but there's so much to discover even with the little bit that you're telling us right now.
Yeah.
So Gary's not going to be at any of the shows this year? Or
Gary has a thing with Boston going on where he can't do it, but we have the Boston singer, David Victor.
The guy you're talking about, I'm sorry, I forgot his name, but
David Victor,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was surprised at the Pleasanton show year before. I think it was year before last or something.
That's right,
he came and sang some songs with you because I have the pictures of you singing with him, and it was funny because at the time I didn't know that much about Boston anyway, so I thought he was still in Boston at the time, but I guess not, huh?
Well, I think he was at the time.
Oh, okay. So it was later.
At that point, he was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely was. Yeah. He's only been out of Boston for a year or so.
They
change singers quite often in Boston, you know. But this guy was one of the best, and that's why when Gary was talking about, you know, I might have to do this with Tom and get this Boston thing going. They were going to go to Japan. Now they're working on a DVD. There's all kinds of things. He goes, I wonder if we should sort of cover the bases just in case.
Right.
And once I talked to David Victor and thought, well, let's just make the change for this year, give Gary a break. Boston was touring for, I don't know, 6 months or so. It was a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just exciting. I'm really excited about it because the guy is so good.
He really is. You know, I remember, and the two of you together are such an awesome pair. I mean, the whole band, but, you know, I remember you two singing together and how well your voices went together.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
even your personalities, I think, you know, it just,
yeah,
it was really great.
And
I'm really happy to see him again in the band.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. We'll see what the audience thinks. You know, now Gary does sing a couple songs, like My Two Front Teeth, you know, the George Thorogood kind of sound
right.
thing. And, but David Victor is a real, he's an amazing singer. So we'll just see what it does. It'll stir it up a bit.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it definitely reminds me of my PSQs, and the first one being, what's good about this? And what's good about it is going to make it a little different. Even though it's always wonderful, it's going to make it a little different, and it'll be fun. And then also, the outcome that you want, that's question number two, what outcomes do you want? And we want to have fun. We want to have a good time. And you sounds
right.
like you've got that all covered.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it. Just I just can't wait for it to start. Only a couple of weeks away now.
Oh, I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's even November. And then pretty soon it's going to be the 20th of November, which is when we're going to see you.
Yeah, Monterey is on the 19th. And it's the Doubtree Valley PAC in San Ramon where you're going. I mean, we've never been there before, so I'm looking forward to a new city and to see how the food bank responds, because I believe it's it's not the Tri-City Food Bank. They told me what it was, and I didn't write it down. I should have known, but there's a food bank, a big one, that services that whole area there, and we're really hoping that people, they realize that we're trying to get them to bring cans of food and make a difference, you know, that's why we do this.
Right, right. Well, I think it's going to be wonderful, and like I said, I wish you guys were coming over to Marin, but, you know, but Dudley was saying that San Ramon he didn't think any harder for us to get to from here than Pleasanton was, and one of these days I'd love to go to the one in Monterey, but, I mean, that's, like, so far from here, we would definitely have to spend a night, so, you know.
No, the San Jose is going to be big show too. That's a 3,000-seater, and that's going to be really fun. Then we're off to, where do we go? We go to Topeka. We go to Butte, Montana. That's a new one too. We're the Motherlode Theater in Butte, Montana, and they've already they're 3/4 of the way sold out. That's November 29th. So we have a whole new thing there. I just love going into the new cities and seeing how they respond to the charity effort, and because they're doing it for their own home, their own city, their own town, you know.
Right. Right. Wow. Well, you know, this is a good pause time for me to ask the questions I always like to ask my listeners, and then we'll get back to talking some more. So, everyone out there, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And, Robert, you are such an example of living your music, even though living your music doesn't mean always just music. It's whatever you
That's
feel
right.
called to do. And, you know, it's funny because somebody was saying something, and I think it was on Facebook the other day, about following your bliss or your passion or whatever, and how it's not necessarily giving back to others. But I think that, you know, what I've discovered from my observation of the people that I've been interviewing on the show that are living their music, whether it's songs, music, performing, whether it's being an author, a coach, or a teacher, or whatever, you know, whatever their passion is giving back to others as well as feeding their spirit and helping them feel good. So it's definitely giving and receiving. It's both. It's not just being selfish to follow your passion. And passion, I don't know, I'm not even sure I like that word, because passion can be, it's just a strong feeling, so it could be even anger, you know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just living your music is what I like to think of it as.
I always feel like, first, in some way, you have to put your own happiness first. You have to be a happy, totally satisfied person to be able to spread that to everybody else. You don't want to be all messed up and trying to help people. You don't have a good you need a foundation, you know. That's
right.
Not being selfish. That's just being, I think, wise about your mission. And that's what music's always been for me. It's been my foundation of my whole life. But to spread
right.
it out with this type of thing like December people, I mean, it brings me an awful lot of joy. And we, like, when we go to Kansas and we have the National Guard there, last year they gave us a Medal of Honor for helping their city.
I know,
with
I saw all those pictures on
Facebook.
God. I mean, that was so cool.
That's not an ego boost, right? That's like, wow, these people really do want to do something about their hungry and homeless people, and they really are glad that we're helping them with it. And, you know, it's just such a great feeling to help. But you still, you have to be good for yourself and in a good place. That you got to put yourself first to start with. That's my belief anyway. And that's not in a selfish way. That's just me in a strong foundation.
No, and you know, that's totally my belief, too, and I talk about that over and over again in my book, because Xander was 9 years old when I finally learned that I had to be on my own to-do list, and not only that, I had to be at the top of the to-do list, because, you know, it's like they say about when you're on an airplane, you have to put on your oxygen mask first, and then you can help the others.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
if you don't feel good, if you don't have happiness inside of you, if you're not taking good care of you and doing what you enjoy doing, then you're just going to be a grouch to everyone around you. It's not like you're going to be happy and spread happiness. And
yeah, and I think you just can't follow through in a 110% kind of way for those you want to help or things you want to do that are positive if you're not on good solid ground. You want to be on such solid ground that when you launch into something, like, I mean, you can't even believe what an undertaking December people is, from doing the albums, from rehearsing it, to getting the lighting crew, the sound crew, guys that do the amplifiers, merchandise. Pat, you know Pat Moore that works with me at the studio here, he's out there doing merchandise. There's 30 people involved in this, and that's skeleton crew almost, you know, 30 people.
Right, right.
And we have to be on a good solid foundation to be able to put that kind of passion and excitement into it and follow through no matter what. We've been very lucky so far that everywhere we go, we're getting great receptions, you know, always getting good food bank donations. Or last year we did a sock drive. We had so many socks we didn't know where to put them that was in Canada. And it was fantastic because the homeless people here said, you know what we really need are socks. What? Socks? Yes, the first thing that happened is homeless people freeze it after their feet get cold. I never thought about that. Oh, my God, this is great. Let's do it.
Well,
you know?
Maybe next year you can have a sweater drive or, you know, or something like that, too. That would
whatever,
be good.
Whatever they need.
Yeah,
you know,
people always
have
extra sweaters they could give away.
Yeah. But part of the problem with that is that they want new stuff. Like with the socks, they had to go buy new socks. But sweaters, they might take people's hand-me-downs, you know. But whatever they suggest, that's what we
want
to do. Because
socks,
they're in the front
right.
lines with that stuff. And that's... You know, that's why we go in, and sometimes it's a food bank, sometimes it's something different, homeless, you know, it's whatever, you know.
Right.
All done 110%. That's the point we're trying to make here, huh? When you're happy and you're fulfilled with your own personal
right.
life and you found a place where you, of peace, I think, it's you have to reach out then and spread the good cheer.
Right, and that is so true. But you can't give away what you don't have. If you don't feel happy, if you don't feel good, then you can't give any of those things to other people.
That's right.
So, you know, it's not just selfish at all to do what you love and to live your music. And, you know, it's just one of the things I think that's one of the most generous things that you can do. And then you also are a model of that for the people in your family, for your friends, for everyone who's in your circle of influence, of how happy you can be when you just let yourself do at least a little bit of what you dream of doing.
Yeah, and you know, I like that saying, you are what you think about. If it's on your mind, you're thinking about it all the time, and something you want to do or something you want, whatever it is, if it's on your mind, you're thinking about it, you can make that happen.
Right. You know, I've heard it said so many times from different personal development authors and speakers that if you want it that badly, if you want it, if you really, really feel like, for example, with me, with singing, with wanting to sing, that if you want it that badly, that, you know, you wouldn't want it that badly if you weren't meant to do it in some way. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be the best at it, and I'm, at my age, probably never going to be the best at it, but it's fun, you know?
That's right.
It's fun. It's just such an amazing feeling to record the songs with you at the studio and to perform for West Coast Songwriters now, and it's just, you know, it's great. It's fun, and it's a growth thing. And it also shows Xander that, you know, hey, do the things that you really enjoy, even if they're scary. Actually, scary is what helps you grow.
Yeah, that's right.
We only have a minute and a half. And I wanted to make sure that I mentioned, though, that your website is, for this, you can go to either decemberpeople.com or you can go to classicrockchristmas.com. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so either one will take you to the same place where you can get the tour dates, and you can buy, click on a link and easily buy tickets, which we did, and I'm so happy that we're going to see you on the 20th.
Yeah, that,
so
I'm,
thank
I,
you.
I appreciate you having me on again, and I hope people do come out to the shows. It's going to be a fun year. We're just so looking for. I can't wait for it to start. I don't even know what to say. I just want it to start.
Yeah, I know. And everybody listening, if you go to one of the shows, go up to Robert and tell him, I heard you on Live Your Music with Margo.
That's right.
Introduce yourself. So thank you again for being on my show, for being my friend, and for all of the wonderful gifts of music that you give us and give to everyone here in the world.
Thank you, Margo. Send me a picture of David Victor and I from a couple years ago. I could use that. I never got that.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. I'll send them to you.
Yeah, we don't start rehearsals till next week, so I can't get any new pictures till then.
Cool. Okay. All right. Well, I will send them to you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you for being on the show, Robert. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now, and I will be back next week. Talk to you later, Robert.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.